Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovich Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the heart of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. Each episode, we delve into the rich history, vibrant culture, and hidden gems of this beautiful country. Through engaging conversations and personal anecdotes, we aim to bridge the gap between the Balkans and the rest of the world. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired, entertained, and connected.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
Hello, and this is another weekly update from me, David, an Englishman in the Balkans, and my wife, Tamara, who's back in the house preparing something nice to eat for dinner. I try to get these weekly updates out into your inbox by 7 o'clock Central European time on Thursdays. I try to make it something that is accountable for me every week. That and the podcast that you find out about in your inboxes 7 o'clock on a Sunday. It's 28 degrees today. It's a Wednesday. And I'm using a new mic, by the way. I'm using a Shure microphone, so hopefully no popping, and the quality is good, and it's not hiding too much of the ambient noise around me. We've got a family of breeding blue jays who live with us, and they're always squawking around in the trees, and I'm walking through the crunchy, dried-up leaves of our apple orchard. At the moment, we've been back in the village for some 4 days. Yeah, we came back, left Kotor and Perchan in Montenegro on the Friday. That's right. And then we stayed. No, we left on the Saturday, I think. I'm losing track of time. Something happens when you get old, right? We left Montenegro, drove towards the northwest of Bosnia and Herzegovina, where we live, and we stopped off in Mostar. Now let's go back a bit to the last newsletter, rediscovering Perchan and Kotor after 4 years. Yes, it was 4 years since we were last there. The previous 2 years to this, we went to the coast at a place called Makarska in Croatia, and the year before that, we went to Neum, a town in Bosnia and Herzegovina on the Adriatic coast, on that short coastline that Bosnia and Herzegovina has. It has 21, maybe 23 kilometres of coastline, and is the second shortest coastline in the world. And then before that, for 2 years, we couldn't move because of the pandemic. So after 4 years, we arrived back in KOTOR. Things had changed, and it was nice to be back, to be honest with you. Although the weather was a bit too hot for me. I cannot handle 35 degrees anymore. I'm getting too old for that now. So it was up early in the morning. Tam's a former competition swimmer, so she wanted to swim in the sea. And we sort of like hid away in the shadows during the day and out and about in the evening. But we are back. And as I said, we travelled back through Montenegro, the short, about an hour and a half drive to the border, across the border, down the mountainside into Bosnia-Herzegovina, and we had a leg stretch at Tverdos, which is a really, really amazing Serbian monastery just outside the town of Trebinje. And highly recommended that when you come to visit Bosnia-Herzegovina, that you stop there. The iconography, if that's the correct word, in the monastery is astounding. And the religious paintings, the frescoes in the ceiling of the small church in the hub of the monastery is just fantastic, superb, and something that you have to see when you come to this beautiful country. In the summer, ladies and gentlemen, if you're wearing shorts or you have very short t-shirts, then you'll be given fabric to cover that up, but it's worth doing and it's not really an imposition. And at Tverdos, they sell some fantastic wines from their own vineyards, because they are in the area of the Herzegovinian vineyards. So we had a leg stretch there and then went on to Mostar, where we stayed at a really nice hotel. A couple of hundred metres from the famous bridge in the centre, rested up and went for a walk through the old town at night. I love Mostar. Every time I go there, I find out something new about the place. But this time, for some reason, it was a bit overcrowded for me. It is a bit of a tourist trap at times in the year when lots and lots of day trippers come in from neighbouring Croatia, which is very close to Mostar. I just felt there were a bit too many tourists, but I have to remind myself that over the past few years I've started to feel the effects of agoraphobia. The older I get, the more I don't like being around lots of people making noise. But that's me. So please do, when you're planning to come to Bosnia-Herzegovina, put Tverdos and Mostar on your visit plan, on your visit schedule. Plan for about 3 weeks in Bosnia and Herzegovina, because you can't do it in a quick burst, sort of like package tourism holiday. That just doesn't work. You won't experience too much. You need to take it slow. There's a podcast I had with Nemin Numic from Sarajevo, who talks a lot about chafe, and chafe is the local word in Bosnia-Herzegovina for chilling. You know, everybody has their chafe. Just sit back, kick back, enjoy things, take it all in, talk, experience things slowly. And this country is certainly one for slow travel. If you want to come and visit, at the bottom of this newsletter, there's a telephone number, my mobile, my WhatsApp. Just send me a message. Why not come and stay with us to start with? Get settled into a Bosnian lifestyle. We can advise you, give you tips and places to go and see. And then from us, you can move around the country to see what you like, when you like, how you like. And you can fly into Banja Luka Airport, or you can fly into Zagreb, not too far away from us. And we also have a contact, well, good friend of mine, actually, who runs a hire car company here. So you'll get first-class service off Arzo and his company. But yes, we're back. We've chilled for a few days. I've been cutting the lawns, mowing the lawns here. It's a really, really big property. But it has to be done, but I didn't want to do it on the first day that I came back. Please do check out our podcast. If you've been wondering where all the videos are of late, I'm not doing too many more of those. I think that audio is the theatre of the mind, and I really, really do like trying to learn more about creating soundscapes and trying to use my voice and language to describe things to you. Now, talking about soundscapes or sound design, I haven't quite got a grip on that yet. So a lot of my podcasts are just me talking to interesting people. I'll tell you in a minute who we've got lined up in the podcast for the next 4 weeks. But here on Substack, if you check the website, you'll see there are a few audio posts that I haven't sent to you by email. I didn't want to spam you is the main reason. But secondly, I wanted to direct those to you for you to listen to. Two are like audio diaries of our trip back from Montenegro. I don't know if that's coming across the microphone at the moment, but we've just got the most gorgeous breeze. So I'm just stood under a tree at the moment, enjoying that. Yeah, but we've got two audio sort of like posts of coming back from Montenegro. And I wanted to share with you the sounds of Mostar, which I was just talking about. We walked for about half an hour through the old part of Mostar, but I had my recorder going for about 10 minutes. So you'll be able to hear the sounds of that. I just, if you wouldn't mind, leave a message, leave a comment, whether you like it or not, whether it's worthwhile doing, and any tips or suggestions, always greatly appreciated. Or you can find the button, which should be somewhere near this audio clip, where you can actually send your own voice message to me directly, ask me a question, and I'll play that question back in the next newsletter together with the answer. And I was saying about the podcast that should arrive in your inboxes 7 o'clock Central European time on a Sunday morning. In a few days' time, I've decided to record a reasonably serious one that you might be interested in. I hope so. It's called Is There Really Independent Media in Bosnia and Herzegovina and the region? I talked to an expert, Bojan Stojković, who is in Skopje in North Macedonia. So I am an Englishman in the Balkans, Macedonians in the Balkans, so that clicks. The week after that, we'll be talking to Helen Reynolds-Brown, who's British. She lives in Belgium, but she has a holiday home in Purchen. Yes, where I was. We didn't get to see each other face to face, but she was quite surprised that I was in Purchen. I was quite surprised that she was in Belgium, that she'd been in Purchen on holiday but had gone home. And so I contacted her, and we will be talking about what it's like to have a holiday home in Montenegro, which might be an idea for you if you're looking for somewhere to have as a retreat, somewhere that you can run away to. And maybe, I think I'm right in saying that with Montenegro, if you have property, you can even get residency there. But I'm sure Helen will tell us all about that. The week after that, I will be talking to Aleksandra Buncic, who's a master scholar in Sarajevo, and we'll be talking about the Sarajevo Haganah. The Haganah is a Jewish document from the 1200s, 1300s. She's going to tell us the dates and all the historical connections. During the Inquisition in Spain, the Jews were expelled, and thousands of them came to what is today's Bosnia and Herzegovina and settled in Sarajevo. We have some families that settled all those centuries ago in Banja Luka, and they brought with them a very, very important and unique document called the Haganah. I think it is one of the most important historical documents for the country. It survived world wars, the First World War, the Second World War, where that document was kept away from the occupying Ustasha and Nazi German troops, and from the conflict of the 1990s. Once again, people took it upon themselves to protect it. And now it is one of the top historical documents in the world. and Alexandra will be talking to us about that, and hopefully about the Ladino language, which is the language that the Sephardic Jewish people from Spain brought with them. And I think it's still spoken, albeit rarely, today. It's sort of like half Spanish, half Hebrew. And after that, I'll be catching up with another Alexandra, don't get confused, from Serbia, from Novi Sad, and she's going to be talking about how podcasting is developing in Serbia and how it's helping activists to get their message out about their charity work, their non-governmental work, etc. So something else that I hope that you'll find interesting. And these podcasts of me talking to interesting people that I meet along the way, I find it's a different way to describe the country to you rather than the traditional like tourist messages. Oh, you must go here and try this and try that, rather than try and tell you what restaurants to go to and what meals to eat. I'll ask Tamara to make those meals and you can hear them being made, and maybe that will whet your appetite to come. What else has been happening? Yes, well, we've had tennis. By the time you read this, Novak Djokovic may or may not have got through the semi-final of the 2023 US Open, and he may or may not have won it, depending, as I say, on when you read it. But it's nice to see Novak still at the top of his form, and he is an excellent role model to young Serbs in the region. Maybe one day I'll get a chance to talk to him, but I don't think that's going to happen in the next few years. But something to work for, eh? If I bump into him, I'm certainly going to ask him if he'll have a quick chat. We have another cat. We have two dogs, as you know, and five cats at the moment. Well, it's now six cats. We had another couple of kittens dropped at the gate of the property while we were away. Tam's mum and dad were here looking after the place and took them in. One has had a new home or new living space found for it. And the other one, we were going to do the same, but we're going to keep it. We're now working out what the name will be. We'll look after her. She seems to be doing well with the other animals, and when she gets to 6 months, we'll have her neutered so we don't add to the problem of lots and lots of kittens running around which have other kittens, and you know, it goes on. So we can help control that and also get her vaccinated, because some of the cats, especially in the cities here, have a rather fatal virus that they can get, and the result of the death that they get from that is not very pleasant. So we like to ensure that our animals are as protected as possible. And if you're wondering about us being like a little old lady, the little old cat lady in your village, we're not. They don't live in the house with us. Yes, they come in the living room and they sit down and they get petted and, you know, spoilt. But the property here is very, very big, and they can roam and patrol and do what cats normally do. And in the winter, and when it gets cold, in autumn time, we have a nice utility room where we make spaces for them and they can stay out of the harsh weather. So we do our best for our animals. Oh, Phoebe went berserk. Phoebe's our small Dodge little dog, and she was going crazy the other night when she found, for the first time, a hedgehog. So it's nice watching animals developing and going through their life experiences. So is there anything that I've missed? Not really. If, when you've listened to this, you scroll down, I'll have some videos that you might find interesting and other information. If you have any suggestions, pointers, ideas, whatever, about not only the newsletter, but our blog, please let me have them. Who knows? Something that you think we should be doing and I finally do it, it might make it a better experience for everybody. Oh, and you'll notice now that everything is free. So there's no paid options anymore. The people that were subscribing have said that they still wish to subscribe. And if you wanted to subscribe, I wouldn't say no to your very welcome support. Hope that hasn't been a ramble. You haven't said it is yet, so there we go. Right, let's get this ready for publishing. I'll catch you next week. Hope that you enjoy reading this, and hope that you enjoy this Sunday's podcast, 7 o'clock in the morning, Central European time. Bing, it'll be in your inbox. So that's it, yeah. Vidimus opet, which means see you again soon.
And that's a wrap for this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed finding out a little more about both Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. If you've enjoyed this journey as much as we enjoy bringing it to you, please take a moment to leave us a review and subscribe to our podcast. Your feedback helps us tremendously and makes a huge difference. Thank you once again for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.